I've set the objective of surrounding myself with positive people and flushing the negative. And if that sounds a little Pollyanna-ish, then all I can tell you is in the last few weeks, it's worked. So I know because I saw your tweets and received many actual direct messages from people, and a lot of people who contribute to the show and I work with reached out. People are wondering where I've been. And without getting too Oprah on you, I'll tell you, it's been a journey. That would be the word Oprah would use. Earlier in the year, I began experiencing bouts of anxiety, and they were the result of some predictable things. You know, it's called situational, right? It's sometimes people are overcome with anxiety or suffer from depression, and it can't really be linked to the fact that maybe, you know, you've lost somebody in your life. In this case, it was years of on-the-job stress, but there was also, I think the trigger for me was I went to visit with my dad, who's been in declining health for some time. And I told you at the time, but I guess I hadn't quite processed it, that when I went to see my dad and he was in a wheelchair and they strap you into the wheelchair and then they put this little box in the back of the wheelchair with a string that they attach with an alligator clip to your shirt. And that's in case you fall out of the chair and an alarm goes off. And I just realized, because I volunteered many, many years ago in my youth in a senior's home, and I realized my dad had become one of those seniors that I used to look after and try to lighten the load for, but mostly the light was gone. So the real complicating factor for me was it seemed also that for the first time in his dementia, he was confused and disturbed. And that's upsetting if you've been down that road with someone. So back at work, I started having this, I mean, the only phrase would be paralyzing anxiety, to the point where, you know, I'd be animating a round table and I'd think, I don't even know what you're saying. And there were mornings where I thought, you know what, I think maybe I could just stand up and walk out of the studio right now. I don't know how I'd ever explain that and my job would be finished, but I'd like to do it. But I talked to all my closest circle, and I have a really tight circle. And one person said, and I'll confess who it was, it's John Tory. He's the troublemaker here. John Tory said, ask for a month off. I used to run a corporation. Ask for a month off. And I did. And without a hesitation, my boss said yes. So I've spent the last month realigning my life so I don't ever go through that again. And to be perfectly honest with you this morning, my biggest worry was that I would be worried. I was anxious about possibly being anxious, and I feel great. We've made some changes here that you're not going to notice, except I'm going to be happier. I actually worked with a therapist to get to the roots of the anxiety. And one of the things I learned, and I hope I can pass this on, is anxiety is a kind of fiction. It doesn't really exist. It's like a ghost. And with techniques, you can learn to dissolve it. I've spent time with my dad, spent a lot of quality time doing unimportant things. I've rested, reflected, taken up meditation. My friend Andy asked me a couple of weeks ago if I found out who my real friends are, and I was so heartened to be able to say I already knew. But one of the many things I've learned over the last month is how many people struggle with self-doubt and anxiety and depression and intolerable stress, and I think it's time to declare it a crisis. I found friends who had never said anything to me talking about how they reached the point where they didn't want to leave their homes. I've talked with corporate CEOs and broadcasters, even a therapist, not mine, who take medication. So if you're listening now and you have any of these issues that are fast to your life, please try to change it. You can. I'm a lucky guy, though. I mean, my company gave me the time, held on to my job. Minus my father's illness, I don't have a day-to-day family commitment that overwhelms me like many, many people do. But if anxiety and stress are a feature in your life, do something about it. It is something you can actually gain control over. I just want to thank some of the many people who have been really good to me in the last month, and I can't single many of them out, but I've had great supportive messages, amazing lunches, long walks, talks on the phone. Michael Landsberg took to texting me every couple of days and saying, how are you now? But one last thing. I've resolved to purge negativity from my life. We are surrounded by it. 5 minutes on Twitter is like taking a bath in pettiness and anger. And you don't have to become Mary Poppins, but every step away from being around negative people, negative ideas, people who are vindictive, angry, vengeful, and mean is a step closer to a better life. And lastly, of course, my thanks to my team, everybody who held down the fort here, my boss, his boss, Hillary White, and this company for genuinely walking the walk on mental health. And thanks to you for welcoming me back. It's good to be here, and I'm in a I'm a softer touch now. You know, I'll cry at a Hallmark commercial, but I'm good. Thank you.